Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media that U.S. Representative John Faso was in Athens on Monday, July the 31st. The first-term congressman made a stop at Field Goods, a produce delivery business located in Athens, for a tour of the facility and conversation about the various labor issues facing farmers. Field Goods founder and president Donna Williams hears most often from farmers that the difficulty finding skilled labor is limiting their ability to grow and expand. The minimum wage increase to nearly $15 per hour in 2 years was another concern raised by those in the meeting. Faso said, and I quote, "We really need to solve the immigrant labor question and to do it in a way that keeps these experienced farm workers here and encourages them to come back and also treats people fairly," end quote. According to Faso's online public schedule, he also visited the Salvation Army in Hudson and the Lehigh Hanson Cement Facility in Catskill on Monday. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the 19th Congressional District candidate, Democrat Jeff Beals, will host a healthcare forum in Woodstock on Wednesday, August the 2nd. The forum will bring together local citizens, experts, and artists to discuss the issue. The event will feature stories, songs, presentations, and an open question and answer session. This is the first in a series of hashtag NY19 forums the Beals campaign will hold. Future events will focus on the opioid addiction crisis, education, jobs, Lyme disease, and the environment. The forum Tuesday will be held at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Colony Woodstock, 22 Rock City Road. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Rick Carlin was in Hudson on August the 1st, reporting for the Albany Times-Union about Governor Andrew Cuomo's announcement of a $10 million grant for the city. He noticed that Cuomo, when speaking to the media and locals, took shots at Representative John Faso and his support for the bill in Congress that would cut taxes and health care for many Americans. Cuomo said, and I quote, "I am not going to stop talking about that health care bill," end quote. In a press release July the 28th, Faso said, and I quote, "I am working as part of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus to initiate reforms which can fix problems with the individual insurance market," end quote. Cuomo says he expects another attempt to pass a large tax cut by cutting the amount of health care available to Americans. He said, and I quote, "I wouldn't be surprised to see Washington resurrect the health care bill. I wouldn't be surprised to see Washington do anything, by the way. The past few months have been so bizarre, I think the only thing you can count on is more bizarreness," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union.